This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. An investigation continues today into the bombing at a U.S. military base this week in Mosul. That bombing killed 22 people inside a mess tent. 14 were U.S. soldiers. U.S. military officials believe the attacker skirted security by posing as a member of the Iraqi National Guard. We want to turn now to Captain M.D. Mitchell of Freeport, Maine, who's serving in the Maine Army National Guard 133rd Engineering Battalion. He joins us this Christmas morning from Mosul. Merry Christmas, Captain Mitchell.
Happy holidays to you as well.
And just tell us what it's like there in Mosul this week in the aftermath of this bombing.
The mood is a bit somber. Many of the units here lost people and had friends injured, including the civilians and the foreign workers, as well as the Iraqi National Guard. Mm-hmm. We had our memorial service yesterday, and it helps to move on to focus on the holiday. Other units will be having their memorials as well.
May we ask where you were during the attack, Captain?
I was in my operations center for the battalion. It's down a little ways from the DFAC, the dining facility where the attack was.
And so you were aware of the attack instantly?
Yeah, it was extremely loud, and we thought it was quite close, and it made us head for our protective bunker right outside our office.
Can you tell us how the atmosphere has changed?
Feels a little more personal to some people than perhaps it did before, to lose people who are close to you. It's a bit more reflective, especially given the time of year. We're able to talk to each other openly and candidly about things, mm-hmm. which helps a great deal in my unit particularly. I can't for others, but
Captain Mitchell, does it make you look any differently at a serviceman wearing an Iraqi army uniform?
Well, things are still under investigation. Obviously it's disconcerting. The dangers have always existed. We have very good security. This is obviously a lapse in that, but I believe in this regard it's something we can solve if it was a suicide bomber, and unlike a mortar or an artillery shell, which once it's fired, it can't be stopped and it's going to land somewhere. Mm-hmm. So although it was a very bad attack and it was obviously a direct hit on us, it's the type of threat that we can address by improving our security and looking at where the failings might have been. So in that respect, it's not quite as hard.
May we ask, what do you do back in Freeport?
Well, I've been a school teacher for a few years, and I actually work on a nonprofit farm.
And what are you doing in Iraq, sir?
I am a staff officer for the battalion. I've had a few different jobs in charge of personnel and accountability and really taking care of soldiers' personal concerns.
Captain Mitchell, it's Christmas. I hope you've been able to talk to your family, but, well, if we can help out, we'd like to. Anything you'd like to say to your family and friends back home?
I'd like to say I love you to my wife, Heather. She's gone through a lot this year. We just got married, actually. She's been quite a trooper, and I'm quite proud of her, and I miss her terribly, and my family and friends, too. I know it's very hard for them, and I want them to know that we do the best we can here, all of us, and to not worry as much as they do. You can ask for more from people at home, myself included.
Captain M.D. Mitchell with the Maine Army National Guard, 133rd Engineering Battalion, serving in Mosul. Thanks very much.
Hey, thank you, Scott.